So we're starting here at the top of Nun Amud Aleph by the two dots. In the Mishnah, we almost had a sidebar, where the Mishnah went off on a divergence when it started to talk about the Chinuch of Mizbech HaZahav, the Chinuch of the Mizbech HaOlah. And that's the quote that the Gemara is bringing here from the Mishnah, is Lo Kibukev is Vaboker, Amar Rabbi Shimon, V'chulu Hayta Kreva Ben Arbaim, She'en Mechanchin Et Mizbech HaZahav, Elo Biktoret HaSamim. So the Gemara asks the question, Chinuch, Mandakar Shemei. Where did all of a sudden you come into Chinuch? The Tanakhama or the Mishnah is discussing instances where you miss a korban that has two parts to it, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. What do you do in that instance? And then all of a sudden Rabbi Shimon goes off on a tangent that deals with Chinuch HaMizbeach. So Mar says, obviously, Chasurei Mechzera. The Mishnah is missing some words here that would make it make more sense. V'hach Tani. This is what the Mishnah says. Lo Yikrivu Keves Baboker. Lo Yakrivu Ben Arabayim. So that's what we had seen until now, what we thought the Mishnah was discussing. You don't bring the Keves, the Tamid Shel Shachar, then don't bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. V'meir Davurim Mamurim. When is that true? Shelo Nitchanecha Mizbeach. In an instance where the Mizbeach has yet to be used. Ava Nitchanecha Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is already in service. It's already been initiated. Then Yakrivu Ben Arabayim. Then you can bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim, even when you did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Shimon's statement is on that, which is Ematai Bizman Shayu Anusim Oshogigim. That's only true when it was a mistake that they didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. Arvalim Hayum Meid Zidim. If they intentionally did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, Lo Yakrivu Keves Baboker, Lo Yakrivu Ben Arabayim, then they don't bring it in the afternoon. Lo Yitiru Ktoret Baboker, Yaktiru Ben Arabayim. On the other hand, if they didn't bring the Ktoret in the morning, then you do bring it in the afternoon. But Rabbi Shimon is responding to that differentiation that was made by the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says the two are independent. If you didn't do the morning, you can do the afternoon, as long as it's not the first time. But if it's the first time, you have to do it in order. And now the Gemara says, Minahare Mile. How do we know that? So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Betakeves Hasheni Taseh Ben Har Arbayim. It says the second keves is brought in the afternoon. Sheni, the second one, is Ben Arbayim. Velo Rishon Ben Arbayim, but not the first one, Ben Arbayim. When is that true? When the Mizbeach was never used yet. Even the first one can be brought Ben Arabayim. So it's not so clear how they learned that out of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk, there are actually two times that the Korban HaTamid is mentioned. It's mentioned once in Parshat Tetzaveh, which is part of the process of the Miluim. It's also mentioned, as we learn it all the time, from Parshat Pinchas. And in both Parshiot, it says, V'etekeves Hasheni, Taseh Ben Arabayim.
Interesting, the Torah or brings down the Pasuk.
From Tetzaveh, which I think there is one difference.
There was the Chinuch, so
that's for sure. He was quoting the one from the Chinuch. But there is one difference between them, and that might explain it, which is actually the Keves HaRishon. In the morning it says, Pinchas, it says, Et HaKeves Chad Taseh Baboker, Ve'et HaKeves HaSheni Taseh Ben Arabayim. In Tetzaveh it says, Et HaKeves HaEchad Taseh Baboker, Ve'et HaKeves HaSheni Taseh Ben Arabayim. There's a Hei HaYidiyah by the first Keves in Tetzaveh, which is not there in Parshat Pinchas. That might explain the difference. That Hei HaYidiyah says that it's Me'akev. That when it comes to the Keves HaRishon is Ma'akev, the Keves HaSheni, when it comes to Tetzaveh, and that's the Hayayidiyah there. Whereas the Keves HaRishon in the Parshat Pinchas does not have a Hayayidiyah with it. So therefore, there it could be the Keves HaRishon, Bavoker, and even Ben Arbayim. Why is there a difference? Because when you start something, you have to do it right. That's the bottom line. Meaning that later on, when you make mistakes, things go wrong, you can have a b'di'evit situation. But to start the mizbeach, to put it into action b'di'evit, that doesn't make sense, and it's not the right way to start. You always have to start on the right foot. You have to always start with the best situation possible. So therefore, when it comes to the mechanech, to be mechanech the mizbeach, putting it into service, that's got to be done first, keves baboker, and then a keves ben arbayim. B'di'evit, later on, if that doesn't happen, you missed the Keres of Boker, then you could do a Keres Ben Arbaim, but the first time, it must be done right. I said it was the Hei Yediyah. Rashi brings down that it says in the Parshat Pinchas that the Keres HaShenit HaSeh Ben Arbaim Kim Minchat HaBoker. He also brings a Sifri that Haikra Laman Amar. So the Pasuk, why do we repeat it? And that may be why Rashi thinks the reasoning is here. You have a Pasuk that tells you the same Korban twice. And he says it's obvious that we don't bring four Korban Eitamid, it's only two. So Rashi says that the repetition comes to teach you something. That repetition comes to teach you the Ikuv of the Korban HaTamid in the Boker in the time of the Chinuch, in the time of Parshat Tetzaveh, because it was unnecessary to write it. So that's the reason Rashi brings down. I mentioned to you the reason that is related to the Keves Ha'echad versus Keves Echad, which is also a differentiation. It's not clear how the Gemara exactly got to that distinction between Chinuch and not Chinuch, although we know that one of the Parshiot Tetzaveh is written by the Chinuch of Mizbeach, and the one in Pinchas is written about the Korban HaTamid at all times. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shimon, v'matai shayu anusim o shogegim. V'alim hayu mezidim. If they did it intentionally, lo yikrivu keves b'boker, lo yikrivu ben arbaim. They didn't do it in the morning, they can't do it in the afternoon. Lo yiktiru ktorah b'boker, yiktiru ben arbaim. And then by the ktorah, if they miss it in the morning, they can do it in the afternoon. V'chi kohanim chatu mizbeach batel. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, the kohanim were negligent. They didn't bring the keves in the boker. Now the mizbeach loses out and has to sit without a korban tamid. Why does the mizbeach get punished for the problems or the negligence of the kohanim? So Amar Rava, Rava explains, lo yakrivu hein aval achirim yakrivu. Those kohanim that failed to bring the keves in the morning, that failed to bring the tamid shel shachar, may not bring the tamid shel ben arabayim. Other kohanim could come in and bring the tamid shel ben arabayim. That those kohanim are problematic, and from this we also see that it is a knas. It is not a problem of you can't bring it whatsoever. It's not an ikuv, but rather it's a knas. Because they failed or they were negligent in bringing the keves in the morning, we say, ouch, you can't do it anymore. Someone else has to do the tamid shel ben arbaim. On the other hand, lo k'tiru k'tor b'boker k'tiru ben arbaim. How come by the k'toret, if they missed the morning k'toret, that they bring the afternoon ketoret, and even Rabbi Shimon agrees that gekaven delo shchicha, since it's not frequent, umahatra, and it makes people wealthy, chaviv elohu, it was beloved to them, below pashi, and people will not make that mistake. People will not be negligent about bringing the ketoret. What lo shchicha means? Even if they miss it once, we're assuming they won't do it. But even if they miss it, we're not worried about them doing that on a repetitive basis, because a regular basis, because it's something that is chaviv elohu. What it means, shchicha and lo shchicha, Rashi brings two interpretations. One shchicha is the fact that by the korban tamid is an ola. And there are other olot that are brought in the mikdash, in the mishkan. It's not the only ola that's brought. Since it's not the only ola that's brought, it's not so beloved. On the other hand, the ketoret, that's the only ketoret. You can't bring ketoret besides the ketoret that is brought every day in the mikdash and the mishkan. And that's why it's lo shchicha. It's only brought twice. The other possibility is that lo shchicha b'chad gavra. That one person bringing the Torah multiple times is not heard of. And we know from Mishnayot and Yoma. Mishnayot and Yoma tell us that no two kohanim ever did the Torah. Since it was so beloved, since it was me'atra, it was made ma'ashir, they always had a new kohen, chadashim, should come for the ketoret. Since it was never shkiach with one person, that's what it means, that they don't worry about it. Whereas the korban tamid, which was done every day, and it could have the same kohen do it multiple times, there we worry about pshia. Again, Tosa says the ma'atra, they're making them rich, is not the focus here, it's the shkicha part of it. That is, whether the pshia is going to happen again or not has to do with the shchicha aspect of it. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon was kones by the tamid, but he was not kones by the ketoret. Right now, we're going to be in the next part of the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Ve'kula hayta kreiva ben aravayim. Rabbi Shimon also qualifies by the ketoret. If you miss it in the morning, you don't bring a half in the afternoon, you bring the entirety of it in the afternoon. She'im b'chankin demizbeach hazav, elu b'ketoret shamim shel. Well, we don't have this in our Mishnah, shel ben aravayim. Our Mishnah just reads b'ketoret shamim. The Tzon Kodeshim yesterday has a gear so that it's in ben aravayim. But it's clear from the continuing Gemara that's what he meant. But here we have the Girsa of Ketzim Mimshel Ben Arba'im. V'atanyo, we have a Braita that says, V'Ketzim Mimshel Shachar, that your Mechanech, he put the Mizbeach Hazav into service with the Ketoret of the morning. It says Tanayi, that is a Machloket Tanayim. Marabayim Mistabra, Kaman Damar B'Ketzim Mimshel Ben Arba'im. It makes sense. According to the one who says that the Mizbeach Hazav was put into service with the afternoon Ketoret, Echtiv. Ba'boker, ba'boker, v'hiti vo'et ha'neiro ti'aktirena. How do you bring the Ketoret, or when do you bring the Ketoret? You bring it along with the hatavat ha'neirot, when you're fixing up the neirot in the morning. Well, fixing up the neirot is removing the ash from the night before, setting up the wicks, refilling the oil. That's only true. Ilav dava d'loka me'orta, hatava b'tzavra me'echa. If you lit it, the only reason to do hatava in the morning is because you lit it the night before. So it must have been that they lit the menorah in the afternoon or the prior afternoon, Ben Arba'im, and it's lit all night, and then they clean it out in the morning. Well, if they're cleaning it out, it means it was already lit. So that's an indication that the menorah was already lit, Ben Arba'im. So the chinuch of the menorah starts at night, because that's the first tadlaka. So similarly, the Torah, which is always connected to the neirot, it's always juxtaposed, or its timing is measured by the neirot. Therefore, just like the neirot started the afternoon before, so too the ketoret started the night before.
And then, therefore, I would assume also the korban tamid started from the afternoon.
It's independent. The ones on mizbeach olah, ones on mizbeach hazav. They each have their worked in different ways. Now, the man da'amar b'ketoret mimshel shachar, one who thinks tamid shows that it's with the ketoret shachar, how does he gamar mizbeach olah? He learns out from the mizbeach olah. Malahalan b'tamid shel shachar, just like that's the tamid shel shachar. So too over here in the Ketoret Samim shel shachar, you'll do it in the morning. So just like the Mizbeach Olah is put into service during the morning, so too the Ketoret is put into service in the morning. So you have a machlokas as to when it went into service, the Mizbeach Hazav. Mizbeach Olah, everybody agrees, went into service in the morning. The question is, by Mizbeach Hazav, did it go into service in the morning with the Ketoret in the morning matching with the Mizbeach Olah? Or did it go into service in the afternoon matching the lighting of the Neirot, which is something that the Ketoret is always connected to? The Shulchan is only put into service on Shabbat. Sounds like from the Mishnah that the only thing you can't do on a weekday with regards to the Shulchan is put it into service. It does work to put Mikadesh Alechem that's put on it. No, that's exactly what it's teaching us on Mishnah. That they happen at the same time. That the service, or putting the Shulchan into service, as well as when is the Lechem Kadosh, that all happens on Shabbat. Ketetani Seifa, just like we see in the latter half of the Mishnah. V'lo et ha-menorah, ela b'shiva nerotera ben harabayim. Just like by the menorah, when you're talking about the Shiva Neirot ben harabayim, there you're talking about both the chinuch and the regular avodah that's done on the menorah. The menorah, you can only light it in the afternoon, and that's also when it goes into service. So over here by the Shulchan. The Shulchan is put into service on Shabbat, but it's also the time that the Shulchan functions normally. That's when it's Mikadesh Lechem. And if you put on the Lechem prior to Shabbat, it's not Kadosh in terms of taking on the Kedushat HaGuf, and it won't have the normal aspects of Solina, Psul, Yotze, all the other things that come with the Kedushat HaGuf. Because only once Shabbos comes, or once it's placed on Shabbos, does it have the effect of being Mekadesh Lechem. Tanu Rabbanan. Zehu Ketoret, Shaltal Yachid, Amizbech Gitzon. This is the Ketoret that was put on the Mizbech Gitzon. Barat Sha'ah Haita. And that was an unusual circumstance, an unusual case, a once-in-a-lifetime situation. Heicha, what are we talking about here? When was there ever a Ketoret placed on the Mizbech Gitzon? We know the Ketoret goes on the Mizbech Zahav, Mizbeach HaKetoret, it does not go on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So Amar Rav Papa, I'll tell you where that happened. B'Nisim. That was by the Nisim. The Nisim brought, as part of their carbonate, they brought Kafachat Zahav Melei HaKetoret, and that Ketoret was placed on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So this Braita says, this Ketoret was number one, brought by individuals. Number two, it was placed on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And number three, it was a Horat Shah. It never happened before, it never happened again. That was the one time that it happened. Now the Gemara says, "Al mizbeach hachitzon hu delo, al mizbeach b'nimi makriv." Well, let us figure this right out. Sounds like from this brayta, the only time that the Torah was brought by an involuntary manner was on the Mizbech Chitzon. That was once. But Mizbech HaPnimi, on the Mizbech HaZav, that happens normally. You could bring a Torah, that's an Nedava. Vitu, on Mizbech Chitzon Yachid Hu Dolo, HaTzibur Mekarbo. And the other additional deal he would make out of the brayta is that only because he was a Yachid, the Nisim or Yachidim, that was limited, they were limited to a one-time shot where they brought a Mizbech Chitzon. But other times you would think the Tzibur could bring it on a Mizbech Chitzon. Both statements here we know are not true. We know that you cannot bring a voluntary Toret even on the Mizbech HaZav. And number two is we know that the Tzibur can't bring a Toret on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So why is the Breita narrowing it down to this situation? Va'atanya, we have a Breita, and this is again explaining that the Dinim are such. Yochol yehe yachid mitadevu mevi kiyotze ba nidava. I would think that a Yachid could bring something similar to they bring on the Mizbech HaZav, a Ktoret, Bikori Ne'abah, and I would say about that, Motzis Fatecha Tishmor Vasita, that you have to bring, say, what you say, you gotta do. Meaning, make a neder, carry out the neder. Talmud Omar, Lo Talu Alav, Ktoret Zara. There is no such thing as a Ktoret, brought on the Mizbech, that's not a Tzivui, because there is no, everything that is not a Tzivui is a Ktoret Zara. And there is no such thing as a nidvat ketoret. Any nidvat ketoret to the mikdash is given over to the tzibur and brought as part of the korban ha-tzibur, part of the ketoret of the tzibur. But a yachid cannot bring, or cannot voluntary offering, bring ketoret to the mikdash. Yochol lo yehi yachid mevi, shem mevi chavoto ki yotzeba. I would think that that restriction, that limitation to a yachid, is only because a yachid doesn't bring ketoret ever. Not as a chuvah, not as a nidava. But maybe the tzibur of a tzibur yehi mevi, but maybe the tzibur could bring the ketoret as a voluntary offering, because they do bring on a daily basis, they bring the ketoret. So maybe they could bring in a deva that was similar to the chuvah that they bring every day. Talmud Omar, lo ta'alu. Lo ta'alu in the plural. Lo ta'alu alav ketoret zara. Both the yachid and the tzibur are restricted.
Do we have any examples of korbanot in the version tzibur?
The ketza mizbech. It's a mizbech. When the mizbech is batel, they used to bring korbanot. I mean, some of them, they were either donations or leftovers from other korbanot. Right, that left their money. But if there was not, they would take it out of the lishkat to pay for the mizbech not to be batel. I would think that the tzibur is only not permitted to bring it on the mizbech pnimi. Aval yalu al mizbech chitzon, on the mizbech chitzon they could bring it. Tamil omer, et shemen ha-mishcha, ve'et ktoret ha-semin la-kodesh, k'chol asher tziviticha yasu. So this is quoted from the end of Pikudei, but it's talking about the Shemen HaMishcha, the Ktoret HaSemin. Only you can bring Tzividicha Yasu. Whatever I commanded you, that's what you bring, nothing more, nothing less. There is no options by the Ktoret. Ktoret only has one option, that's to bring it Kashir Tzividicha. There is no voluntary offering by the Ktoret, whether it's on the Mizbeach HaPnimi or the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Ela Mashemur Be'inyan, Ela Chala Mashemur Be'inyan. Whatever said here, that's it, and nothing more. Amra Papa. So how do I explain this brayta? Lo mi bayi kamar. The brayta is lo mi bayi. Lo mi bayi tzibur al mizbech chitzon del ashkechad. Of course, the tzibur can't bring ketoret on the outside mizbech because we never found such a precedent. Lo mi bayi yachid al mizbech benimi del ashkechad. Can't bring a yachid, can't bring on the mizbech zav because we never found such a precedent either. El afilu yachid al mizbech chitzon del ashkechad benisin. Though we did find such a precedent by a yachid bringing a mizbech chitzon, so I would think maybe you could emulate that. You could do the same thing. Therefore, it says, Horacha Haita, that was a once-in-a-lifetime offering, and you cannot repeat that, you cannot do that. So here where we did have precedents, we say no. And that's what the Breita comes to teach you. Other areas, we have no precedents, we don't have Avamina to bring it. Over here, we do have a precedent, maybe you could copy that. The answer is no, because that was Horacha. Right now, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins to talk about the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Remember, the Chavite Kohen Gadol are mentioned in Vayikra, Perek Vav, there in Psukim Yud Bet, through Tet Zayin. Over there, it discusses the Minchat Kohen. Minchat Kohen is brought twice. Once, B'yomi Mishach, anytime a Kohen goes into service, it's brought, as well as the Kohen Gadol brought it on a daily basis. So it says, Chavite Kohen Gadol, lo ayubayim chatzaim. You don't bring half of it. It says in the Pasuk, Machatzita Baboker, Umachatzita Ben Arabayim, that half was brought in the morning, half was brought at night. It says, don't bring it as halves. El mevi isaron shalem. You bring a full isaron, and then only afterwards, choteyu. You divide it in half. So it's brought as a whole, and then divided into two parts. Makriv mechsa baboker, half in the morning, and mechsa ben arabayim, half in the afternoon. Kohen shemevi mechsa shacharit umeit. You had a kohen gadol, brought half in the morning, and and then died. And then they appointed a new Kohen Gadol between that and the afternoon, Mechsa. He shouldn't bring a Chatzi Yisaron. The Kohen Gadol brought it out of his own monies. So he shouldn't bring a half to bring in the afternoon. Chatzi Yisrono Shel Rishon. And he should not bring the other Chatzi of the first Kohen Gadol that was left over. Ella, how do you do this? Maybe Yisaron Shalem is to bring a full new Yisaron. Vichotzei and divides it half. Makriv Mechsa, he brings the Mechsa that belongs to Ben Arbaim. Umechsa Aved. And a half of it goes to, obviously, to be burnt, because it's not going to be useful. Nimtzu Shnei Chatzim Krevim. You have two halves that were Karev. The first half of the first Kohen Gadol is in the morning, and the half of the Kohen Gadol who was now appointed, half of his, Shnei Chatzim Ovdim, and two of them go to be burnt. The second half of the Kohen Gadol in the morning, and the other half of the Kohen Gadol that worked in the afternoon, both of those go to Srifa. Tarabanan. Ilu ne'amar mincha machatzit. Had it written mincha machatzit, hayti omer mevi chatzi yisraon mibeito. Bring half an yisraon in the morning, shacharit, umakriv, and put it on the mizbech, chatzi yisraon mibeito, arvit, and then half in the afternoon, makriv. Tama lomar machatzita baboker. So the machatzita tells you, machatza mechsa mitoch shalem. Seems from here that they're learning it at the hay, that machatzita means not just machatzit, a half, but machatzita means machatzita mitoch shalem, half out of a hole. Mechsa mishalem hu makriv. Brings half out of that hole. Ha Ketzad, what do you do? Maybe Yisaron Shalem Bechotzei. You bring a full Yisaron, cut in half. Umachriv Mechsa Baboker Mechsa Ben Arbaim. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Nitma Mechsa Shal Ben Arbaim. If the second half got Tamei, O Shavad, or was lost, Yachol Yavi Chatzi Yisaron Mi Beito Arvit. So I would think you just replace it. V'yakriv, and you put it on the Mizbech. Talmud Omar, Umachzita Ba'erev. Mechsa Mishalem Hu Mevi. There's only another Mechsa in the Erev. Now, it would seem to me that the Limud out of here is the same way it learned it in the first place. Machatzita instead of mechsa baboker. So to over here it'd be mechza or machatzi. Ba'erev instead it says machatzita, machatzita b'toch shalem. Rashi over here writes that the reason is because of the vav, the extra vav. Ooh. Machatzita, the ba'erev is connected to the first. I'm not sure why it's necessary. It has the same wording as the boker. Rashi nevertheless says it's the vav that is doing it over here. So there it says machatzita ba'erev mechsa mishalem who may be haket said, what do you do? Maybe Yisaron Shalem Yibeto, you bring a full new Yisaron, Vichotzeyu, you split it in half, Makriv Mechsa, put down half of it on the Mizbech, Mechsa Avat, and then the other half goes to Ubar Tzurata, and is burnt. Nimtzu, again, Shnei Chatzayim Krivim, Shnei Chatzayim Ovdim, two are put on the Mizbech, two are lost. And Kohen Gadol, Shikriv Mechsa Shacharit Umeit, Uminu Acher Tachtav, and they replaced him, so this din will be the exact same din as what we just derived here. Yachol Yibi Chatzisaron Bibeto, O Chatzi Yisrano Shal Rishon, Tamal Omar Machtita Ba'erev, Mechsa Mishalim Mevi Umakriv, HaKeitzad, Mevi Yisaron Shalim, Bichotzeyu Umakriv, Umechsa Aved, Nimsu Shnei Chatzim Ovdim, Shnei Chatzim Krivim. So that's identical to our Mishnah. So the din of Avad and Tamei has the same din as when you have a new Kohen Gadol coming to the service. It's not just because there's a new Kohen Gadol that you bring a whole new Yisaron. Anytime you have a problem with the second half, you got to bring a full new Yisaron, split it in half, and get it done. So that's why you always have two extras that are burnt and two that are put on the Mizbeach. So this is, again, the Minchat Chavitim. Now, Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman. Mechsa Rishon u'mechsa Sheni Tubar Tzuratan. When the leftovers, they both have to be left over Belina, Ve'yitzu LeBeit HaSreva, and then burnt. So in order to burn the extra halves here, you have to burn them in a situation where there was Lina. They were left over and Tubar Tzuratan, they lose some of their integrity.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Amar Rav Nachman, Bishlama Rishon by the first one, it was ra'uy to be mukrav, put on the mizbeach, and therefore when it wasn't, burn it the following day because it was ra'uy v'nitche. Elisheni lamale ibur tzura. Why do I have to wait for lina? Mi'ikara li ibud ka'ati. From the first place, as you are taking it off, we know that it's no good. You're being mafreshit li ibud. So why can't you burn it right away? Why do you have to have Iber Tzura? There's no here that it was Roi at one point, it was Nidcheit, or maybe it should wait overnight. Over here, it's not Roi from the moment you separate it. So okay, he says, Damar Lechalmani, who told you that? Why should it be that way? Tana Debei Rabbi Aravohu. This, the author of this position, is Debei, the base mentioned Rabbi Aravohu, Damar, Afigu Pigul Ta'un Iber Tzura. Even by a case of psula pigul, you need ibur tzura. Now, pigul is the most extreme form of psul. It's deoraita. It's a psul bigufo. So most people say that that goes to Sreifa right away, that you don't need Ibur Tzurah. Here, Rabbah Bar Bua says, even by Pigel, you need Ibur Tzurah. So if he believes by Pigel you need Ibur Tzurah, that means by everything he thinks Ibur Tzurah, and you need to leave it overnight.
Although you should be Mechalek. Even before I start the...
Pigel is the same way. It was never had a shot to kosher. But Pigel never has a shot to kosher because the Pigel ruins it immediately. So you have a similar type of situation where the psul is immediate. But again, it's a psul d'orait, psul begufo. It's not even out the outside. If he says, there you need Ibur Tzurah, so it's over here. But Vashemar, Filu Tamer Rabbanan, Kevan, Debidna, Depagibu, Ibai Hai Makriv, Ibai Hai Kriv, Mechzei Chazu. No, it's not that when you separate it out, that it's automatically a Ibud. It is once you made a decision about which half to bring. But before you make the decision about which half to bring, each half is ra'oi l'mizbech. So since each half is ra'oi l'mizbech, and then it was nidcheit, this is a classic case of ra'oi v'nidcheit, like the first one. If it was ra'oi v'nidcheit, then that will need Ibur Tzurah, then we'll have to wait to do the sreifa. We can't do the sreifa immediately. That would be even according to the shitat rabbanon. Okay, itmar. Chavitei kohen gadol, keitzad osinotan. How do we make the chavitin of the kohen gadol? So just to remind you, the psukim say, this is how you make it. As we've said so far, it's an isaron, that's brought, isaron solet, that is brought, and then it has three loaves shemen that come along with it. So it is a very oily, a heavy oil ratio, which is three loaves shemen to isaron solet. On that it says, al machavat ba shemen te'ase, al machavat we know, we recognize, machavat is a shallow pan, a frying pan, so it sounds like it has to be fried. Mur bechet, it has to be soaked in oil. It's soaked in oil because there is so much oil. Tiviena, tifune means baked. So tifune minchat pitim, in pieces. Baked in pieces. Takriv reach nichoach l'ashem. It's brought as reach nichoach l'ashem. The obvious problem in the pasuk says it's brought in a machavat, which requires frying, and tifune, which requires baking. So which one is it? Is it baked? Is it afia? Or is it machavat? Is it tigun? Is it frying? How do we reconcile that in the pasuk? And that's what the Gemara is about to deal with. Chavitei kohen gadol ketzad osinotan. Rabbi Chir ba'ava and Rabbi Yochanan ofeh. First you bake it, v'achar kach mitagna, and then you fry it. V'asi am Rabbi Chir mitagna. First you fry it, v'achar kach chofa, and then afterwards you bake it. Am Rabbi Chir ba'ava kavatei didi mistavro. What I say makes a lot of sense that you afiyah should be first because it says to fine te afena na'a. Says, bake it, and bake it, the word that's used is not afia, but rather that the word that is used here is tufine. Tufine is a fraction of teafena na'a. Do a nice baking. Well, what's a nice baking? A nice baking is where you take it raw, and you bake it. If it's fried already, that's not going to be a nice baking, because it's all blackened already, it's already crisp. That's not going to be a nice baking. Ravasi Amar Kavatei Didis Mistavra. I think what I say makes more sense. It says Tufine Teafena Na. When I say Tufine, that's not a contraction of Tufine Na, but rather Tufine Na. You should bake it when it is raw. Now Rashi says here, raw doesn't mean literally raw legamre, but Na means partially cooked, like it does by the Korban of Pesach. Na means not raw legamre, but raw means partially cooked. So it's over here. Partially cooked would be if it was fried for, it means to tufine na means cook it when it is partially cooked. When is it partially cooked? When it was fried already. So if it's fried first, then it's partially cooked, then you do the afiyah. You don't do the afiyah from ground zero. It's nai. This is the machlokas tanaim. Tufine teafena na. That's the Tanakhama says, tafena na. Rabbi Omer, tafena na. So here you have the same machlokas in the Tanaim as we have here, ben the Amoraim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi has tafena rabba. It should be done in a great way, in a big way. Itlei na, itlei na. He has both na and na'a. So Rashi brings down three different ways to learn this, what it means, rabba. Rabba means afiyot harbe. Do a lot of cookings with it. And therefore Rashi says, ofa, mitagna, ova ofa. Bake it, fry it, and bake it again. That's what it means, tufine rabba. You do everything. You do all everything. You do both ways with it, before and after. You do a baking before and a baking afterwards. That's the first interpretation of Rashi. Lishna Achrina, there's a second interpretation, which means rabba means gedola. Umrukat daka means large, a big. It's like a big, huge pancake. Make a massive pancake. It should make it very crisp and thin. That's what it means here. So that's what it means, no ya. That's what it means, na'a. Na'a means not that you bake it first, but rather means that you bake it in a huge manner. So you fry it first, and then afterwards you bake it, but the na'ah part means gedolah, means large, not na'ah meaning that you bake it first. The third one, Rashi brings down the third interpretation, which actually changes the girsa, is that it's tefena rakah, that you make it very crisp and thin, which is your kachena b'shemen, that you soften it with the oil, that you put in a lot of oil. And that's noya, that you do the tigun first, that you do the frying first. That's the na'ah here, and then you bake it. And therefore you have the na, and the na'ah, which is the na'ah part, is that you make it nice and soft, you make it rakah. That's the na'ah part, and the na'ah part is that you do it, first fry it, and then you bake it. So three different ways that learn this Rabbah, how he's including both the na'ah part and the na'ah part. The first one makes it sound like he's incorporating both of the two previous positions. The other two explanations are independent explanations. He has a new way of viewing it over here. And now the Gemara says, the kneading of it, the spreading it out, and the baking of it are done inside the Azara. Now the reason they have to be done in the Azara is because the Chavite Kohen Gadol was nitkadesh, once it was put in the Chatzi Yisaron. The Kli, that the Chatzi Yisaron, which allows you to be Chotzeo, to split the Yisaron in half, that Kli has a din of a Kli Sharet. And since it's nitkadesh b'Kli Sharet already, it must then be inside the Azara, even though the oil hasn't been added, even though the process has not begun, because this Tana believes that that is a Kli Sharet, it must be done inside the Azara. This Tana doesn't believe, number one, that all Kelim that are used for Yavesh and Nitkadesh, because he only requires it by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, does not require by other Menachot that are be done inside. And number two, he doesn't believe the Isaron was Nitkadesh. The Isaron was used for many other purposes, so therefore it wasn't Nitkadesh Kli Sharet. The Chatz Isaron, which is only used for the Minchat Chavidei Kohen Gadol, that was Nitkadesh Kli Sharet, and since now already it's Nitkadesh B'Kli Sharet, it must be done, or this process must be done inside the Azara. With the Chot at the Shabbat, they override Shabbat, and we'll see in a second, they also override Tumah. Where do we know this from? Amravuna Tufine Tafena Na'ah. You have to bake it nicely. V'afila me'atmo. If you bake it yesterday, then and it's not Duch Shabbat, you break it ahead of time, Inshafala, it basically will become stale. The air will take hold of it and it'll blow it up, meaning that it'll be stale. It won't be a good quality.
Why do we need like a special limud? Is everything on Shabbat? Is everything on
the... This is a private korban of the Kohen Gadol. It's not the korban of a tzibur where you would say it's docha. Matkiflar of Yosef, emet dekavish lebiyarka. We can protect it from becoming stale. Their version of storing it, they used to bundle it up with vegetables, whatever that did to keep it from going bad. We could do that. Who says bring it on Shabbos itself? So the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tano, no, the reason is because of this. It says, by the Mincha, it says, Hey Aseh, that comes to teach us, Hey Aseh, Afilu B'Shabbat, Hey Aseh, Afilu B'Tumah. Hey Aseh tells you that it overrides Shabbat and Tumah. That extra word of, Hey Aseh, Kabran of Ron of Vana, of Dinah, of Amachabat B'Shem, and Hey Aseh, that Hey Aseh teaches it. Rabbi Amar Kras, Solet Mincha Tamid, Harihuk and Mincha Tamidim. It's just like the Mincha Tamid, it's exactly like that. And so it's just like the Mincha Tamid is Doche, so to this will be Doche. Because it says, Zeh Kabran of Ravana, Shay Akrivel Hashem, Bayom Mashachotoh, Srita, if I so it's compared to the Mincha Tamid. Rav Amar al Machavat. It's brought on Machavat. The Machavat is a Kli Sharet, and a Kli Sharet makes it Kadosh B'Gufo, and there will be Pasubalina. So you can't set it up the day before, you can't bring it in the day before, and then wait overnight to bring it on Shabbos, because you leave it overnight, it's going to be Pasubalina, because it was already in a Klei Kodesh. Because the Machavat is a Klei Kodesh, so therefore it can only be done on its day, and therefore it must be baked on its day, and that's how we know that it's Doche Shabbat. Doch Shabbat, because it must be done that day, because once it's put in Kli Sharet, it must be brought that day on the Mizbeach, otherwise it'll be Pasul B'Lina. So if you did it on Friday, that would be a problem of Lina. Okay, we'll stop over here.